This is your host, Danny, and this is Grammar from English Plus Podcast. Today, we're going to continue with our Learn the English Tenses series, and the tense we're going to talk about today is the past perfect continuous. Now, let's start by studying the situation. Yesterday morning, I got up and looked out of the window. The sun was shining, but the ground was very wet. So remember, it was not raining. When I looked out of the window, it was not raining. The ground was wet. So it doesn't take a genius to know that it was raining before. So how do we say that? It had been raining. It had been raining. That means it was not raining when I looked out of the window. The sun was shining, but it had been raining before. So that is the past perfect continuous. It's just like the present perfect continuous. When you see someone and this person is out of breath, at this very moment when you see this person, he or she is standing up, not running, not doing anything, but out of breath. So you can say to this person, have you been running? Have you been doing anything exhausting or something? So here it is the same, but the same situation is in the past. That is the past perfect continuous, not the present perfect continuous. So here, again, it had been raining. That means when I looked out of the window, it was not raining at that very moment, but the ground was wet, and I kind of figured it out that it had been raining before. And let's take a look quickly at how we can form the past perfect continuous. Now, we put had as our auxiliary verb, been, because we need verb to be for any kind of continuous, and in this case, because it is perfect, so it has to be been, had been, and obviously the main verb is always in ing. Now, we can make had shorter by contracting it to apostrophe D, so it becomes I'd been doing, and he'd been doing, she'd been doing, but here, you have to be careful, because you might confuse this apostrophe D with would, because would also uses apostrophe D. So you will have to know that from the context, whether it is had, it is short for had, or if it is short for been. Now let's study some more examples to understand a little bit more about the past perfect continuous. My hands were dirty. Why? Why were your hands dirty? You were going to tell me what you had been doing before, so the result was that your hands were dirty. My hands were dirty because I'd been repairing my bike. I had been repairing my bike. You see? So I'm talking about the whole thing is in the past. No relation to the present whatsoever. It's all in the past. And I'm talking about my hands. My hands were dirty because I'd been repairing my bike. What else? Tom was tired when he got home. He'd been working hard all day. That happened before the whole thing I'm talking about. What I'm saying is that Tom was tired. He got home. But before that, maybe why that happened, maybe why he was tired. So again, if you remember when we talked about the present perfect continuous, we said that it always has a relation to the present. Maybe it's a result. Maybe I'm just saying that's why the situation now is like whatever it is, because something has been happening. He has been doing, she has been doing, etc. And here it is the same, but the whole situation is in the past. Tom was tired when he got home. He had been working all day. He had been working, past perfect continuous. One more example. I went to Madrid a few years ago and stayed with a friend of mine. She hadn't been living there very long, but she knew the city very well. She hadn't been living there very long before I went. So the two points I'm trying to link to are both in the past. This is very important because if one of these points has to do with the present, you will have to use the present perfect, simple or continuous, but you will have to use the present perfect, not the past perfect. Now, you can say that something had been happening before something else happened, just simply to show which happened before, not to bother with results and stuff like that. It could be as simple as just saying this thing happened before another thing. For example, we'd been playing tennis for about half an hour when it started to rain heavily. I'm just telling you, when this thing happened, when it started to rain, we had been playing tennis for about half an hour. That happened before. It's as simple as that. And yes, it is easy. And it kind of like tells you that the perfect Yes, it is not used a lot, but not because it is difficult. Trust me, the present simple can be more difficult than the past perfect continuous. But because the situations when we use or when we can use the past perfect continuous are not very common. So now that we have talked about the past perfect continuous, let's compare it to the present perfect continuous, because I told you both are kind of the same, but the whole difference is in the link between these two points, whether the point you're linking to is in the present, that's present perfect continuous, or in the past, that's past perfect continuous. Let me start with an example with the present perfect continuous. I hope the bus comes soon. I've been waiting for 20 minutes. Now, what is the relation to the present here? Before now, I've been waiting until this very moment. It is present when I'm talking, of course. But if you're talking about the same situation, but the situation is in the past, at last, the bus came. So the bus came. It's over. Maybe I'm telling you the day after. Who knows? Or maybe when I just got to work or home or whatever. So at last, the bus came. This point is in the past. I had been waiting for 20 minutes. Now, what is the link here? The link is to before the bus came, which is in the past, not in the present. You see the difference? Now, one more comparison. James is out of breath. He's been running. He has been running. Just the example I gave you earlier. You see somebody out of breath right now in front of you. He is not running. James is not running at this very moment, but you're just telling me what he has been doing earlier, before now. But what if we use the same example in the past? James was out of breath. He had been running. He'd been running. All right? Now, let's compare how we use the past continuous and the past perfect continuous, because that also can be confusing. It wasn't raining when we went out. The sun was shining, but it had been raining, so the ground was wet. You see, when we use the past continuous, we're just talking about things that were in progress at certain points in the past. Now, this point in the past is when we went out. When we went out at this point in the past, it wasn't raining. This thing wasn't happening at this point. The sun was shining. This thing was happening when we went out. But guess what? The ground was wet, and I'm talking about something that had been happening before we went out. And here I say it had been raining. So you see, there is a difference between past continuous and past perfect continuous. Another example. Catherine was lying on the sofa. She was tired because she'd been working hard. She'd been working hard before all that, okay? But at this specific moment, I am just describing what Catherine was doing. Catherine was lying on the sofa. It is not complicated. The action itself is not related to too many things. I'm just saying, at this point in time, in the past, she was lying on the sofa. And that's what it is. So here, that is past continuous. It's simpler if you want to think about the links it makes, the links to two points in the past. No, not two points in the past. It's at this point, something was happening. That's it. But before this point, something had been happening. Before that, I'm telling you why she was tired and all that. She was tired because she'd been working hard. That's the reason. And that is a little bit complicated. That is perfect. That is past perfect continuous. Now, saying all that, I have to say that again and again. Every time I talk about the continuous, whether it's present continuous, present perfect continuous, or like today, past perfect continuous, I have to remind you some verbs are not normally used in continuous forms. It doesn't matter then what the meaning is. Because yes, the meaning is important, and it is actually, as I say all the time, it is important to know what you want to say and then choose the right tool for the job, the right tool to convey the meaning you have in mind. And that's very important. But there are some technical aspects of the language, and that is for those verbs that we call stative verbs or whatever you want to call them. They describe states and not actions. And the problem with continuous forms or continuous tenses that they describe actions all the time. So if the verb is not describing an action and it is stative verb, we don't use it in the past perfect continuous, even though the meaning is there. I'll give you an example. We were good friends. We had known each other for years. So here, the point is that I'm talking about the past, and I'm talking about something that happened before another point in the past. That's past perfect continuous, right? Yes, but the verb know is a stative verb, so we don't use it in continuous. We use the past perfect only. We say we had known each other, not we had been knowing each other. That is a mistake. Another example. A few years ago, Lisa cut her hair really short. I was surprised because she'd always had long hair. Have, own. So here we're talking about a state. We're not talking about an action. We're not talking about have when it comes in the meaning like have dinner. That is an action. But here, have like own. So that is a state. She had always had long hair. Not she'd been having long hair. It doesn't work here. So with that being said, that's everything I want to share with you folks about the past perfect continuous. We will conclude our Learn the Tenses series with talking about the future that is coming next week. So if you're new to this series, please check the other episodes in the series. We talked about all the other tenses from the present simple, continuous, past simple, continuous, present perfect, continuous, past perfect, and now past perfect, continuous. And we still have the future tenses, which we will talk about next time. Thank you very much for listening. This is your host, Danny. I will see you next time.